This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And I got to read you just a couple little comments here. Great products. I've been taking them for years and wouldn't use anything else. Scott Ambler, Parma, Ohio. I had a cough for 5 years. Since 2016, my doctor could not help me with. In just 2 weeks, I am cough-free thanks to your wonderful products, Gene Hillstead, Lake Forest, Illinois. All the products I have used are of high quality, and the deal is they work. Charles Coit, Mountville, Pennsylvania. Your arthritis rub on my legs made me feel like $1 million. Thomas Sullivan, Billerica, Massachusetts. Taking your herbs, I have a feeling of well-being I haven't had in over 30 years. Bob Marcus in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. You know what they were all talking about? Apothecary herbs, Miss Wendy Wilson's products. And folks, here, if you go up on the internet to www.thepowerherbs.com, or if you call 866-229-3663, I'll bet that she'd let you get one of her catalogs. Because you really need to stock up. You really need to stock up on natural herbs. And folks, I would do that. Let me give you that number again. Because we're heading for some very serious times. It's 866-229-3663. And Wendy, you know the green powder, the...
Oh, the body food mix, yeah.
The body food mix. You probably need to send me a can of that, because...
Okay. Yeah. Can do that.
Yeah. There you go. And I guess you want me to pay you again, don't you? Yep. Well, yes, folks. I pay just like you do, too. But I have all our products. You ought to see. You would think that I'm running an herb shop there when you come in my place, because I got them all. So...
Well, you know, right before the break, we were talking about some of the medications that can breach this barrier. And
yeah.
I just wanted to read some of those to you. Your arthritis drugs, your psoriasis drugs for skin conditions, ulcerative colitis medications, your anti-inflammatory meds, your leukemia drugs, your ovarian and breast cancer drugs, chemotherapy drugs, multiple sclerosis drugs, and eye macular degeneration meds. These all breach that barrier and go into the brain. So it's possible to gain access to your brain if you have the key to the lock. And science has found this key. And guess what? Science discovered that one of the elements that can pass through the blood-brain barrier is glucose and other protein nutrients. So they've created a Trojan horse of drugs that can gain access, and when substances that are not supposed to be in the brain gain access, they cause lots of inflammation. And this is why with a lot of your childhood combo vaccinations like your MMR and your DPTs, they cause a lot of inflammation and encephalitis in kids. So science discovered in breaching the blood-brain barrier, a lot of these pathogens, like I said, can damage and weaken it. So what kind of pathogens are they using? Well, you ready for the list, Pastor? Here it is.
Yeah.
The major pathogens that will damage your blood-brain barrier are influenza viruses, and you get vaccines for that. Pneumonia viruses, meningitis viruses, mumps, rubella, measles. There's your MMR shot. By the way, measles is very dangerous for the brain. It even can be fatal. And then there's also fungus that can also damage the blood-brain barrier. But there's other dangers that we need to look at, because a lot of people don't know this part. A lot of ingredients in your vaccines are heavy metals, aluminum, and mercury. This damages the brain material. Now, this was in October 2016. The National Library of Medicine published some research that the aluminum in your vaccines can cause toxicity to the brain barrier and alter its function. Now, what are adjuvants, Pastor? You've heard the term, right?
Right. I don't know.
So we're told, we're told that it's supposed to, they put them in your vaccines, and it's supposed to make your immune system produce more antibodies more efficiently. It's supposed to help your immune system, train your immune system, they say. Well, the adjuvants in your vaccines are made from aluminum. So science is saying, don't worry. Your human body can tolerate all these heavy metals. This toxicity is no big deal. They're saying that your body will eliminate 74% of the heavy metals, right? But scientists that have done autopsies on babies even, after they've gotten a lot of vaccinations, they find that the heavy metals go to the brain, and then in 2 weeks they migrate to the bowel and to the bones. And the heavy metals are in the bowel and the bones. So science tells us the vaccines will protect you and your brain, but evidence says otherwise. So people need to be selective out there on what medical treatments that are recommended to them, and they need to investigate them carefully.
I would say so, very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now
yeah,
that you...
and,
go ahead.
Well, real quick, before I forget this point, you've heard of sudden infant death. We talked about this briefly the other night, but just in case some new listeners tonight, shaken baby syndrome, sudden infant death. They think, you know, parents or a caregiver, you know, picked the kid up and shook it, and they had a stroke in the brain, and they died, and they quit breathing, and that kind of thing. Well, one doctor in Germany said, no, it's really the vaccines and the heavy metals. They attack that part of the brain that controls breathing while the baby's sleeping, and it creates a stroke there. But on an MRI or CT scan, it looks like the kid was shaken, but it's really the vaccinations. So, and a lot of these people, like the parents, are going to jail because they're told they killed their kid, but it was really the vaccines.
Well, you know, we were involved in a case like that some years ago where a young man was a young father was arrested and for doing just that. And we put him out. We told his story out over the air, trying to help him, but he was beside himself. You know, here he lost his. It's bad enough to lose your child, but then to be blamed for killing your child, you know.
It's really sad. It's really perverted and sick, and it's wrong. It's demonically wrong. But that's what's happening, and it's awful. It's really awful. And you know, early 2000s, it was 1 in 145,000 kids would get autism from vaccines, but now it's 1 in 44.
Wow, jeez.
And that's right off the CDC's website.
You know, again, this is all the whole depopulation program in full swing that we've been trying to tell people and trying to tell people. And, you know, it's just an amazing thing that, well, the only good news about that is it's a sign of the Lord's soon return. I don't know how much worse it can get. I really don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people I've talked to said you can't go on much longer. You know, they're like, you know, they're looking up, waited with bated breath for you to get here. Well, you know, and then in the Bible it says, be like those virgins, have extra oil for your lamp, so be ready, you know, if he tarries.
This is going to be a very dark winter. I mean, like I said, Wendy, I'm going to be praying on delusion, what the Bible says. You know, when people think, when you think that you can go out and print up $7 trillion worth of money and not have inflation, not just, you know, just keep the price and not having the dollar worth less and less and less, okay? For example, we went out today and we had lunch. Now, this lunch, just 3 years ago, I would have been paying for this lunch about $12, $13 a person, my wife and I. Today, you know, we went for that lunch, for the same lunch that we got, okay? I got a chicken dinner and she got a steak. Here, we paid $51 for that same meal.
Doubled it, yep.
Yeah, and it's just, again, everywhere you turn, I'm going in these stores, and you just won't believe. Now, today, we go to the mom-and-pop stores, and so we do a lot of shopping. We go out, and we stock up on things because there's going to be a dark winter. And we went out to the salvage stores today. Usually there's 4 or 5 cars out there, 6 maybe. Today there had to be 30-something cars in a parking lot. The place was just absolutely packed. And so we left and went to another place, which was very busy, but not nearly that busy. But people are starting to figure things out. It's going to be a cold, dark winter, and people really need to get stocked up, especially on herbal medicines like you have, but food products too. And I would say,
right. I've been called a prepper, where I kind of just put stuff away for a rainy day. But yeah, if you're stocking up for food, and water, food and water supplies, obviously, and self defense stuff. But don't forget your backup medicines, because there's going to be a problem getting medications. If you're on a metabolic controlled drug, there may come a time where you can't get it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, anyhow, you've heard a lot about all of the chatter about a dirty bomb, about Russia. Here, there's an uptick in the panicked speculation about Ukraine's using a dirty bomb in order to create a pretext that would justify NATO's intervention in the Ukraine. Kind of reminds me a lot of the previous efforts by the Brits and the Yanks to manufacture a crisis in Syria back in August of 2013 that would compel the United States and the Brits to send their troops to aid Islamic rebels seeking to overthrow Syrian leader Assad. Barack Obama had vowed in August, 2012, that any use of chemical weapons by Assad's government would represent crossing a red line that would be followed by retaliation by the West. Why did Obama balk at responding to this alleged crime against humanity by Syria? Cy Harsh provided the answer. The answer lies in a clash between those in the administration who were committed to enforcing the red line, military leaders who thought that going to war was both unjustified and potentially disastrous. Now, here, I want to play a clip, and this is from Underground News that we have here, and I'm just going to play it right off my mic here, I think. I hope I got the right clip up.
October 26, 2022. Guys, quick update. Russia has informed China and India there will be a nuclear explosion in Chernobyl with a replica of a Russian Iskander missile to evacuate Kiev. We are in the final stage. The preparations of the Ukrainians are complete. I guess this is a picture of the Russian Iskander missile. Guys, check that out. Now, that's what we've been talking about in the last few videos. Let's see what they're saying in this brand new update. Russian media with emergency responses convey information about an imminent explosion of a dirty bomb in the Chernobyl zone. All indications are that the decision to detonate a dirty nuclear bomb has been made. The Russians speak of completion of Ukrainian preparations and final stage. In addition, the Russians are now very specific and list 3 ways to detonate the dirty nuclear bomb. Their most prevalent version, is the downing of a dummy Russian Iskander missile. Today, for the second time in a year, there was an exercise of the Russian nuclear strategic forces. The last time this happened was 5 days before the start of the Russian military operation in Ukraine. Therefore, Moscow is expecting something. The fact that Russia has continued its contacts by informing China and India at the highest level that should be of concern. Russia has notified all the nuclear powers of this planet so that there's no miscalculation and World War III begins. Yesterday, the Russian media accidentally talked about Chernobyl 2 and an explosion in a big city. The choice is not random. The purpose, according to the Russians, is not to cause thousands of casualties and drag NATO into the war, but Kyiv would be affected as Chernobyl is located about 90 kilometers northeast of the Ukrainian capital. Depending on the strength of the dirty nuclear bomb, it may even be necessary to evacuate Kyiv. We remind you that the Russian radio biochemical warfare forces are on high alert. The latest info indicates that Kyiv is ready to use a dummy Russian Iskander ballistic missile. The Russian missile dummy can be shot down in the zone of the Chernobyl nuclear plant where the radioactive background is already high. The aim is then to display the fragments of an alleged Russian missile and for Kyiv to claim with the West that Russia attacked Ukrainian soil with nuclear weapons. Initially, information appeared that the Ukrainian side could set up everything in such a way that the strike was caused by Russian troops from the territory of Belarus. The goal is clear here as well, to accuse the Republic of Belarus of engaging in a nuclear war against Ukraine. And the West is going to try to take out both. The guys, there are fail-safes in place. We know that Putin has one, that under nuclear attack, or if something happens to him, everything's released. It's like a fail-safe or dummy switch. Everything's released. But all we can do here now is to pray. And pray for the safety of our troops. We got the 101 Screaming Eagles, the 101st Airborne Division guys. And my concern there is that we have seen the decimation of our military during this administration, either by the taking the you-know-what or getting out because they didn't want to, troops being left in Afghanistan, military being completely altered. So why would they not sacrifice this section of the military? That would completely decimate the strongest military power that the U.S. has. And as Putin said, and I think I put some links up in the earlier video, that or one of his men said that they need to rid Ukraine of the Satanists, because all the cultism, the cultic sacrifices, bioweapons, etc. And so it could become a killing field, and it could be a sacrifice. Why would they think now that this current administration would protect our troops? Because we're going to watch this very closely, keep a very close eye on the news. Keep an eye on this channel. Also, the link that I provide, warnews247.gr. Again, warnews247.gr. Check it out. It's a heads up. Be safe.
Well, there you go, Wendy. That's the underground. You notice he didn't mention the poisonous poke or the jab, because they've gotten so used to not saying it because of the threats of anyone that speaks out against it, and again through the they'll be taken down, big tech will take them down. There you go. So what do you think about all that?
Well, you've noticed though too, I've heard that in a lot of the Alphabet networks, they're not talking so much about COVID anymore. They're talking more about the Russian war issue. So they've kind of, I think, shifted some focus off of the COVID topic somewhat, and they're onto the war topic.
Well, again, we're getting the anti-news from NBC, ABC, CBS, and even Fox. And people that should know better, people that we think, some of our Republican senators and congressmen are on the wrong side of this thing. Do you know that the president there of the Ukraine, the one that was put in there by Obama, he was placed in there by Obama, he used to do drag queen stuff. Did you know that?
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, he was. He used to do drag queen. In fact, Fox News had him, had a clip of him on. Well, they were showing this beast, this drag queen, you know, exposing themselves to these children. Where now, you have on television where this drag queen exposed himself, you know, and here they went back and they saw the Ukrainian's president with some other drag queen actually supposedly playing a piano with his penis. And they showed that this is what you have. I mean, the entire Democratic Communist Party is going, you know, they don't believe in absolutes, but they should believe in one absolute, and that is that they've gone absolutely, totally reprobate, okay? I mean, just unbelievable how far they've fallen. And one good thing is there a lot of Democrats are saying, we're out of here. We're no longer. We're switching the parties. We're getting out of there. If they can't go to Republic, they're going independent, but they're jumping ship. They don't want to be associated. And I, you know, at least, you know, that's, you know, boy, that means it shows they have some morality, right? Anyhow.
Well, I know that you had a little tumble recently and you injured your shoulder. So you were being seen by your practitioner, your mental practitioner. When did you have to fill out any paperwork? Usually, if you haven't seen a doctor in a while, they make you fill out all this paperwork again. Have you noticed the new paperwork, Pastor?
I didn't notice anything really different. I didn't fill out anything. I think I know where you're going with this. I've heard from some people that they don't have male or female now. They have or some other things on there when they fill it out.
Yeah, well, they you know, if you're male or female, you can check that box. But then, you know, if you're of another gender persuasion, you're supposed to fill in the blank. And then I think it's kind of dumb, but then they ask you, okay, so in case you filled out the box that you're some other gender, they're asking you, but what was your sex at the moment of your birth? Because doctors have to have some physiological guidance to go by, because remember that guy that wound up in the emergency room with abdominal pain? And they couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. And, you know, he had a beard, you know, had a little bit of a, you know, gut, but, you know, beer gut kind of thing. But they couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. Well, that person had gender reassignment and was pregnant. And the doctors were beside themselves because they were running up the wrong tree here trying to figure out what was wrong with the patient. And here it is, the patient's in labor.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Did they change, did they remove his, you know, organs and replace him with female? I mean, did they?
Well, if you get gender reassignment, usually where females are concerned, they don't remove the uterus and the ovaries, no.
Huh.
Typically they don't do that.
Okay, where females are concerned, do they attach a penis?
Well, yeah, they do that.
That's amazing. You know. That is disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting.
Well, what they do is they take a tissue from the female organ and they build a penis out of it.
And I understand it's a multi-billion-dollar industry now of insanity. This is insanity. It's absolutely. It's just a,
but you see the problem for healthcare is, you know, this patient was having a baby and they didn't even know it.
Well, so you don't know what that, look, so they ask you, what your gender was when you were born, right, at birth.
Right.
What if you're having one of those days where you feel that you were never born, that you just were eternal, you always existed, and that you were never born, that you just existed at the age of 20 or something. What if you had one of those days? What would you put down, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I can't think like that. I just, it's too bizarre, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I noticed something, too, that these people that are having these illusions, the ones that think they're boys when they're girls and vice versa and all of this strange things, these people that now, I had played this clip. I wonder if I still even have that clip of this a comedian who put on, he put the school board on, you know, the city council. They didn't realize that what he was doing, but he was a trans species. So what if you're a trans species now? So you can put down on there, you're a trans species. His name was Ronnie the Rat. And he went on, and he was really putting on this lunatic show. But the city council, because things are so insane today, they didn't want to offend anything, so they just went along with the lunacy. And
not to interrupt you, but I've seen people that have gotten tattoos that look like scales, and they say they're a lizard species. And they even get tattoos on their eyes to make it look like they have lizard eyes, you know.
They even have their tongue split where their tongue is like a serpent's tongue.
Right.
Well, we better open the phone lines and take some calls because this is getting deep. So
I know. Well, before we do, can I mention our rainy day sale?
Oh, absolutely. That's why you're here.
Oh, well, we are having at Apothecary Herbs a rainy day sale, and you can save 25% on an order of $50 or more. Use the coupon on our website, rainy day, the number 22. Details are on the homepage. Or you can just give us a call at Apothecary Herbs and say, I want to get the sale. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Great time to get your nipping in the bud stuff for the cold and flu season.
What about if people out there want to buy me a year's supply of that body powder that you have there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of our most popular items. We're always making that because we run out and we've got to make some more.
Yeah, and that can get by, you know, that is a great supplement for food. If food gets very scarce, huh?
It is. It's covering the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins, and it's all plant-based organic, it's powder. You throw it in juice or water, water-soluble, make a smoothie if you want with it, and it's instantly absorbed into the system. Nothing needs really to be digested. It's just in there. Nice.
I like to mix it in with VA juice.
Yeah, my favorite is lemonade. I like lemonade or apple cider. Heading into the fall, I like to switch to the apple cider.
Wow. All right. We will be back right after this.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time.
Till the end of time.
Knock, and his door will open.
seek, and you will find. Ask, and you'll be given. Eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
It was for you and I that he was crucified.
All righty, and boy, that song brings back some memories. Miss Esty Crispin, who was a dear, dear friend, she had a beautiful voice, and she went home to be with the Lord a few years ago. I preached her funeral. She was a dear friend. But, as the song says, we sang in the sunshine, and sure did miss her. But, welcome to God's world. Hey, Wendy, I wrote that song. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know you wrote that.
Yeah, I wrote about 40 songs. I'm smarter than I look.
Yeah, one of my favorites is Heaven is for winners and hell is for losers, whatever that one is.
Blue by, or Blessed by You.
Yeah, that's it. I like it. Yeah.
Blessed by You, yeah. I wrote that one, too. Anyhow.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, I do things like that. We got to take some calls, and we have number one. Cliff is right in there right away. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, I have questions for Wendy, but briefly, I was telling you about that book, Nuclear Folly, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm finding it interesting because I never really studied this topic as deeply. But one of the things they said that in the 60s, the missiles were liquid fuel, and they would take about 6 hours to load the fuel. And then they came up with Minuteman missiles, which were solid fuel rockets, and it would be, say, 10 minutes to load up the fuel. So you could quickly deploy them in an interchange, you know. So that was kind of interesting. So I learned that little tidbit from that. But my question for Wendy is, I know I did get this ginger root the supplements, just the, you know, in capsules. But I notice a lot of the offerings for the herbs are like ginger root, marshmallow root, angelica root, and so on, a lot of roots. So I'd ask you about them being from roots specifically, you know, those particular things. Angelica sounds like it would be good just based on the name. What about these herbs that are derived from roots?
Well, roots typically are harvested in the fall. And the reason they're harvested in the fall season is because the flower and the blooms have now, you know, finished for the season, and all the nutrition reverts back to the root. So the roots tend to have a lot of more potency as far as nutrition when they're harvested in the fall.
Right. And of those offerings, for example, do you, what would angelica root be for normally?
Well, angelica has got many uses, and down through history, it's been a great herb. It's a lot of times it's been used for digestive issues. What were you reading to be using it for?
It was just, I'm doing a general search, and then I'm trying to get more specific, but, they're mentioning it for inflammation, maybe.
Right, and, digestive problems usually involve a lot of inflammation, so, yeah, it's good for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also this catnip, that's an odd name. What is catnip?
It's just a common name, and it just excites cats. Have you ever shown it to a cat? And the cats kind of go crazy over that. But the Latin name is Nepeta cataria, but they call it catnip. And it's just something that excites the senses. It's an herb usually from the southern European area, and the Middle East also has it. And it just excites the nervous system and the nasal passages, the smell senses of the animal.
Well, Wendy, those kids in the public school, the furries, that think they're cats, would that affect them the same way?
I don't think so. No, no. It's the olfactory. That's what I'm talking about. The olfactory nerves in animals is heightened. Like, we may have 40 olfactory nerves in our senses of smell, and animals have 400.
Wow.
It overwhelms them, and they just go crazy.
Well, Cliff, stay away from the catnip.
There you go. Yeah, skip that.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay, we have John. John, you're in the air.
Yeah, I think they're in a really dangerous place, and you nibble around the edges of it, and I think that people don't realize how, really, if I was religious, I would call it satanic, U.S. foreign policy is, and they've got to get other information rather than the CIA-controlled press. Well, one of them is globalresearch.ca, and also, very importantly, thegrayzone.com. There's an article that just came out on Gray Zone called Republicans versus Democrats, Two Neoliberal War Parties with the Same Pro-War Economic and Foreign Policies. And it shows how all of the previous presidents throughout the last century and especially in the last decades, Clinton, Hillary and Bill, Cheney and Bush, Obama and Biden, have been leading us to a nuclear war by provoking and threatening Russia. And if people don't get the alternate information, they're going to be led into it with this kind of false flag terrorism that you mentioned about. There's the deep state, an article called The Deep State and the Gladio Crimes of the U.S. Empire. The Deep State and the GLADIO Crimes of the U.S. Empire by Gary Wedlarz. I got to urge people to please read that and see that the United States has a full complement of dirty trick, false flag, frame-up terrorism in its history to frame up other countries to justify the United States attacking them and all-sided types of attacks and invasions and bombings and overthrows. And if we don't realize that they are doing that now in Ukraine to bleed and weaken Russian and insanely try to overthrow Russia and basing it on what they did in Afghanistan from 1979 onward by giving them...
I'm going to have to move on, but John, what's happened is what we've been trying to explain people. We're not getting anywhere near the truth from the mainstream, what they call mainstream media. And right now, Washington, D.C. has become that evil empire. Got to move on, though. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor. Hey,
hi, Steve.
You're a smart woman, so I'll let you know that. Is there any kind of nutrient? I got a question for you, too, Pastor. I'll make this fast. Is there any kind of mineral? Well, not mineral, but, like regular vitamin one a day or something. But, I mean, body needs, 92, 95, or 100 minerals, nutrients, and vitamins a day or something like that.
Well, that's why I take her body formula.
Minerals are a big deal. And I've learned over the 20 years I've been doing this is you know, a lack of minerals is really, I believe, the underpinning of a lot of internal medicine issues. And
it's the underlying of what they try to figure out. We can't figure out, but we could just treat the symptom, or we just don't know where the problem's coming from.
And you have to realize a lot of the medications people are on will flush minerals out of your system, so it further exacerbates a weakness. So minerals are a big deal. You take all the fluids away, we're supposed to be a pile of minerals. So supplementation, unfortunately, now has kind of been made a necessity because of the way they grow foods. We're 50% depleted in minerals. Yeah. So I use also sun-dried salt. It has 84 microminerals in it, and it's not a kind of salt that typically promotes hypertension. So we've got processed salt, which is worthless. It's just sodium chloride. It's very harsh, and that will push your blood pressure up. But real salt doesn't do that.
So, hey, Wendy, send me a bag of that, too. I'm out of that. I forgot about that.
Okay. Pastor, okay. Real fast, I don't want to hold it. Let somebody else get in there. We got 150 countries coming over the border, and nothing's being checked, and then yet we still got a million getaways and all that. But then we know what's going on, apparently, over in Ukraine, which is, the worst soap opera from Washington to there that I've ever seen. But who's all? They all have to court. They all have to know what's going on. We're going to be doing this, so you guys do that, even though they don't agree. And then they got the basketball player over there, and they're talking about they're still going to do some kind of negotiation. But who does all the negotiation, and who do you think keeps track of each other? I mean, it's got to be within the military. I don't know, Millie Willie or whatever. I call him Gruesome Newsome over there in California, who's about to become the fourth biggest economy in the world, which I thought they were falling off the edge because they're supposed to be going over Germany there. So California being the fourth economy. So something's messed up all over the place, but somebody knows what's going on. And can you comment on something? I'll get off the phone and let you go at it.
Yeah, what you are saying is clearly, it literally spelled out for you in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and Romans chapter 1 and in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. So read those and you'll put it all together because we're there, okay? We are at what the Bible calls the perilous times. We're in the perilous times, and then the Lord speaks of this. It's just prior to the start of the tribulation period. He speaks of that in Matthew chapter 24 where they refers to the time of the birth pains, okay? So our days of sorrow is referred to. So it's exactly what the Bible says. Everything is not falling apart as so much as it's falling right into place exactly like the Bible said it would. So the greatest source of knowledge and wisdom is to be prepared. This is where, and this is where so many of your smart scientists and everything, they go to the Bible to understand what is happening in this world. Okay, so there you go. Alrighty. Who do we have next? Okay. All right, it's time now. Let's see. I have to make another... should I make another announcement really quickly? I had to... because, Wendy, I'm really big on, as you know, on Christian schools and homeschooling. And out here, I wanted to just say for the people here in the Northeast Ohio, every now and then you really want to give a plug out to people that do exceptional work. And there's a place called Agape Christian Academy. And I kind of helped them get started. They run the school. It's a school, Christian school. It's run by some friends of mine. And Sue and Russ. And here they're going to have... on November 5th, Saturday, November 5th, starting at 3:30 to 5:30, they're going to have a dinner and an auction, and it's $15, buys you a dinner and auction. Doors open at 3 o'clock with buffet dinner from 3:30 to 5:30, and all proceeds go towards Christian education. Now, they are, I highly, highly, highly recommend this Christian Academy. Agape Christian Academy. It is just an absolute great school. And I know because my grandson attends there, okay? And my son attended. So there you go. I thought I'd make that. Oh, by the way, did I give the address? I didn't give the address, did I? Oh, no. Let me give you the phone number. The phone number is 440-834-8022. Oh, here's the address. That's going to be held Saturday, November 5th at New Promise Church. And that's Euclid Chardon Road in Kirtland, Ohio, just west of Chardon. That's in Kirtland, Ohio, just west of Chardon. We've had our chili cook-offs there. We had several chili cook-offs there in years past. And so, anyhow, we quit doing it because I just got tired of winning every year. Jeez. When we had our chili cook-offs. In fact, Wendy, did you know I've won 14?
When you make your own chili?
Yeah.
Do you put beer in it?
No. That's...
Okay.
Everything I make tastes like chili. That's
okay.
About the only thing I... Yeah, but I did. I won 14 Northeast Ohio Chili Cook-Offs.
Wow. That's how hot is it?
Well, I do make two different kinds. I make one called Sweet and Mild, but it's not really hot. It's sweet and it's mild, and it's got 7 different peppers in it. But
woo.
Then I make another one. It's called Nuclear, and it's nuclear,
oh,
okay? And not only is it really hot chili, but you can use it to take the rust off your equipment out there, your machinery. No, it is really hot. I make some hot, and I've had some of these guys come in, these young guys think, well, you know, that we want to see how hot this is. And I'll tell you, most of them don't eat too much of it before they're fanning their faces in that. And if they can eat a small bowl, that's as far as they get. But it is hot. But I've been eating hot food. I learned when I was down in Central and South America because I spent a long time in the jungle. And everybody out there, you know, had parasites but me. Because I learned from the natives there why they didn't have parasites. And so I started eating those hot peppers they had down there.
Wow.
Yep. And you use a lot of that stuff, like the habanero and that? You use a lot of that?
Yes, we do. It's your hot peppers are circulatory herbs. They push blood or they move body fluids. They also move mucus. So that's why when you eat something hot, your nose runs, okay? So if you know, have a congested sinus area, hot peppers are the thing to do.
I eat a habanero, at least one habanero every day. Every day I eat one. That again, it keeps the you don't pick up parasites, and you're right, it does help you. And you know what else it helps with? It helps with your respiratory.
Yeah, it's really good for the cardio system. Those are really great support herbs for the cardio.
So, all right, there you go. Do you know what time it is? We're up against the clock right now.
Invitation time.
That is right. So while I got you here, tell me why people out there listening to me tonight. Now, John said he wasn't religious, or should he be religious?
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't like the word religion or religious. I just tell people to seek the Lord's face and mind the time it grows short, because his invitation has an expiration date.
Absolutely. Okay. So Christianity is not so much a religion as it is a way of life, is it? A way of eternal
right.
life, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a relationship with the Lord is what it is.
How sure can we be of that?
Well, the Bible tells you what you can expect, and God can't lie, so I think you should go with that.
All right, so the Lord Jesus said that heaven and earth will pass, but his words would never pass away. Has there been a lot of attempts to do away with the Bible?
Oh, yeah, changing it, altering it. Mm-hmm.
Everything you can imagine they've tried to do to, but we still have the King James Bible, don't we?
Amen, yeah.
Okay, so now here, you know, when we played that song, Welcome to God's World, Won't You Come On In, miracles start here, okay? That's an invitation to receive Christ as your Savior, isn't it?
It is.
And you did that, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, and it's, you know how you go to boot camp and you learn to be strong and you learn some things, you learn how to cope, and it makes you grow and stretch, and you leave your comfort zone and you learn some things and you're a better person for it. That's kind of like it is when you become a Christian soldier, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I remember boot camps very well. Yeah, it is. And so you go through that, and once, but it's hard to explain to people that don't understand about a personal relationship. You just know that you know, and a lot of people, they don't get it out there. Until you say that sinner's prayer, until you ask the Lord to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, and then you wait upon the Lord, and God starts speaking to your heart, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I got a lot of information real quick. When I just asked the Lord one day, isn't there a work that's just for me? Boy, he'll give you a path of purpose if you ask for it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, if you're not asking for something, but he's telling you anyhow, okay, and is it a good idea to listen when he speaks and not try to walk away from it?
Oh, yeah, you got to pay attention. And, you know, this is the king. This is the Prince of Peace. You're in front of royalty. You better act your manners and straighten up.
You know, now Jonah found out that when God tells you to go somewhere and do something, you best do it, because he's going to get you right where he wants you, right when he wants you. Now, he can do it his way or your way, and his way or your way can hurt, you know, and Jonah found that out, right?
He turned up on the beach looking blue. Yeah, that's not good.
I didn't go that far, but I kind of had a bit of a problem, too, when the Lord was calling me. I didn't really want to, but God knows how to get your attention, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He'll give you an invitation, and it's a good thing to accept it. You know, if he's got a job for you, take it.
Right. I've learned not to argue, just to say, yes, sir, I'm on my way, sir. You know, right. Okay, and that's what you got to do. Folks out there, listen, what we're telling you, listen, you know, people say, well, you know, I believe in real things. I'm going to tell you that the only real thing is God. He's always been around. Everything you see out there is his handiwork. And it is absolutely impossible. In fact, it's lunacy to think that you could have a creation, especially an intelligent creation, without an intelligent creator. It's mathematically impossible for it to happen. God is real out there, and what he says is simple. You're going to die, and when that happens, you're going to end up in heaven or hell. You don't want to go to the latter. What you need to do is right tonight, if you have not, pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of sin, ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life, all of your life, be the Lord of your life, and you will become a new creature, a born-again believer. You've got God's word on it. And, folks, there is nothing more sure than that. Well, we're out of time for tonight. So, until tomorrow, good night. God bless, and always, always
keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.